The Shenousia Alpine Botanical Gardens are located on the Little St Bernard Pass, which has been a place of communication and mountain travel since remote times. It stands at 2,170 metres and was founded 110 years ago, making it the oldest of its kind in the Alps. Its founder was Pierre Chenu, the abbot and rector of the Mauritian Order Hospice, who, in 1897, transformed the area he used to grow medicinal plants into a garden of acclimatisation for alpine flora. It is an externally interesting site for the international scientific community. Abbot Chenu himself tells us more. I had planned the 1 hectare garden with the intention of collecting and growing a variety of mountain plants from all over the world. It was called Shenousia, in my honour, but it had extremely turbulent history. In fact, in 1940, at the start of the hostilities between Italians and the French, the first combat took place right here, and the gardens were all but destroyed. In 1947, it became French territory, and it was not until 1976 that the Association Internationale de Shenousia was formed and began the work of reconstructing the gardens, replanting the various plant species and reorganising the botanical research. The documented number of species in 1940 was 4,000. About 1,300 had been replanted, which represents a rare and precious collection, both of visitors and researchers, particularly because the customary changes in temperature have enabled the plants here to resist the climate changes seen over recent decades. Snow permitting, Shenousia is open from mid-July to September and also has a scientific laboratory and a small museum. Lovers of botany are advised to visit the other alpine botanical gardens in the valley, Sao Soreia in the natural oasis of Monfretti near Comea, Paradisia in Val Nonte in the Parco del Gran Paradiso, and the gardens in Savoy Castle Park in Gressonay Saint-Jean.